So, middle of Hilchos Shabbos, we begin the new Siman. Siman Shin Tel Zayin, the page.
In Divrei Maaschil Shehim Nitzaidim, that the Mechaba said that if you trap them to an enclosure that they're trapped in, you're going to be Chayiv. So, there's a little Mishmur Siv Kotten Dal that I wrote that the Shir of Tzeda is where you can get it in one jump. Now, even though it's a Tov Tzad design, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch that the Shir is if you have to say, bring a trap, let's trap it. So, he says it's not difficult because the place is already right, it's the same Shir. And therefore, even by birds, it's Shayach this Shir. And that's what Rashi writes in the beginning of Perek and Sudden, Azura, the Rambam. Now, the opinion of Tosin and the Rashba, they hold that Havim Mitzaydun Sudena is actually a different Shir, but that's a Das Yachid, so therefore, I didn't bring their opinion. Moreover, he says later on, I said to bring over here what L'chayr you have to, there's a suffix in our situation. If a person brings a bird into a house and the door is open or the window is open or the enclosure is not roofed in, where possibly there's not even Isidra Abanim, because specifically where the door is closed, the Chayyim Oif are trapped at least partially, you just have to also chase them and put an effort, which is not the case when it's open, it's not trapped at all. In Lashon Ram that he writes, Echnis L'Trakl Manol, it sounds like what we're saying. It says, Maisi, you could reject that. That his intention is that even so you can be potter. The Sefta, the Brisa teaches, if someone traps a deer to a chutzah that has two openings, he's potter. It sounds like, but it's aser. Because all the Peturim Shabbos, we know that you're potter, but it's aser abon. And don't ask from Beya Daf Lamidvav, which brought later on Zivdal, look within the Be'al Locha, that if you leave a large hole, it's permitted even if you're intending. There it's different because the bees were there already before. And since even now they can leave, so you didn't do anything, which is not the case over here, where they before were on the outside. Now you actively brought them inside with your hands. That's like trapping. Look at El Rabba, what he writes in him, Marit Zaloin, Burton Shari Chuba. It sounds like that in all situations, it's going to be permitted by bees, and it's possibly that deer that have in the species trapping would be different. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number one, Shulchan Aruch later on said, hey, he brings, that even if a person did not do any activity with the intention of bringing a deer, it just went on its own, and the person closed the door, it's chai for tzeda. The Chubas Abed Nezer writes that when the person's not running after a creature to bring it into the house, and afterwards he locks it, and he just not locks the door itself, that's not the Av Malach, it's a teladah. It's not the case when the person does an action to bring it in, then that's forbidden because of the Av Malach. He adds on that if bringing it into the house is a part of the Malach of tzeda, if that's the case, in the situation where if a person damages when he's bringing the animal into his house, he's going to be putting and paying for that because that's the halacha coming to the rabbin there, because this is the moment when he started his ma'aseh tzedah of trapping. Well, Yashiv explains that when the person brings in that living creature into the house, it's considered like as if he's doing a ma'aseh in the creature itself, but in such a way, it's forbidden to close the door of the house, even if his intention is to protect what's in the house, which is not the case if the animal went on its own, he didn't do any action of tzedah. According to the Rashba, it wouldn't be forbidden to close the door when his intention is not to trap the animal, it's just to protect the house. There's number two, when you can't, we said like tzeda is when you can't, it's not tzeda if you can't get it in one jump. Now this measurement, Rav Nissim Grilts explains, it doesn't depend on the running of every single person. It depends on a medium-sized person who knows how to capture creatures, if it catches it with one jump, without having to do any other types of trapping. Now if a medium type of person cannot catch the creature in one jump, but a person who brings it into the house, he's very big or strong, and he could catch it in one jump. And this girl's not sure if it's chayav to bring it in because for him, it's considered like a trap. Or do you go based on the place? If the trapping is by a medium type person, and here a medium type person would not be considered as trap. There's number four, a deer that gets trapped through a weak person, because of his weakness, the deer could run away from him. Shlomo Zalman writes, it's possible that's not considered as trap, and similar to someone catching a lion before you put it into the cage, where it's not considered in a chayav for tzedah. There's number five, if the house is very big, that a person doesn't realize that the living creature is like in his dominion. Israel's holds that you don't have by the closing of the door of the window even the Isser Rabban. He adds on that even if a person that brings it into such a house is not even the Isser. Now to stand in the doorway of a house and through that it closes the animal from being able to leave. Israel's not sure if it's permitted, even his intention is not for tzeda, and he's just staying there for some other reason. However, to pass by the entryway, even though in that moment that he passes, the creature cannot go out, his opinion over there that is permitted because this mice does not have a cheshibit of malach of tzedah. Dish number six, if a person could get the bird out through some type of a technique before he closes the door, because as Jochen says, then you would have to take it out, even if you hold it, there's no problem about tzedah if that's not your intention. Dish number seven, to bring a living creature that's in a large house into a smaller house, But even there, you cannot catch in one jump. Ketzer Shulchan is not sure if that's usher, because it's possible that only to bring it from a Rosh Hashanah into a large house is forbidden, because you're changing the situation of the creature to being captured, which is not the case when it really is trapped. According to Rabbi Nisgrael, it's forbidden because you're not allowed to constrict the place of the vitality of a living creature. Another Mishal Mezamel holds it's permitted because, and so to regarding bringing a deer from a large house to another large house that has a narrowing in the opening between them, I mean, if they're connected, and then you close afterwards the door, his opinion is it's permitted to do that, even though through that you're limiting the freedom of the deer, because even in the second house, L'maisa, it's M'chuzet Tzeidah, it's lacking being trapped. Dirsh number 8, we said even though it's a psikrish of the Rabbanan, so the reason of the heter, Niskerelts explains that since he's not really trapping the creature, a full-fledged trapping with closing the door, he's just constricting his place and is making it closer for the trapping, Chum did not make such an action forbidden when that's not your intention. For that reason, to close the living creature in a specific room, if his intention is that it just shouldn't go into another room, his opinion is that it's permitted because you're not intending to constrict his place. So nothing, because as Rosh Hashanah explains, it's permitted to close the door because, yeah, it's permitted, a psik resha, that you don't care, but even though it's inevitable, if it's in a situation of tsar.